Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 204. 204. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. At this time, you should know how to personalize it. Verse 10, what does it say? There shall no evil befall thee. But we make it, there shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil before me. Say it with confidence. Say it. Don't allow me to say it alone. You should be saying it. That is right. There shall no evil before me. So now Sennacherib, king of Assyria, has bitten more than he can chew. He's been attacking others. He's won. He's had a winning spree. So he thinks he can also bring it on Hezekiah. But did he know Hezekiah's God? Oh my goodness. Those who are troubling you do not know your God. Do not know what Jesus has done. That by his finished work, he has made you the master of devils. The master. You are the master of devils. So God tells Hezekiah through the prophet Isaiah. Where's my prophet? This is the prophetic word for you. No need to travel anywhere, go anywhere, see any special man of God. Listen, the word of God has been spoken. That is prophecy. This is living prophecy for you. And what is he saying? He says that I will put my hook in the nose of your enemy and my bit in his mouth, and I will make him return by the same road on which he came. How did they come to you? They will return that way. And not only that, but they will flee in seven different ways. They come to you in one way, but they flee in seven different ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm saying anything that has made itself an enemy to you has lost already. Has made a big... That is the gravest mistake that thing could do. Because in the mighty name of Jesus, you are master. You are master. You have the spirit of power. You have the spirit of power, and anything that has come against you has fallen. God says that I put my hook in the nose and I'm driving it the way it came. It will run. The way you came, you run in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, listen, this is the word of God for you. That thing that has come against you is running, is fleeing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let me give you another scripture before we get into what happened next. In Numbers 14:9, listen, Caleb and Joshua had been sent along with 10 other people to go and spy the land for Moses, because they were coming into the land of Canaan to take over. So he said, go and spy the land. And when they went to spy the land, they came back. But 10 had an evil report, in the sense that what they saw, they said, no way. We were like grasshoppers in their eyes. Look, we went to see giants. We cannot take the land. And so they were now bringing this report and making everybody cry by their report, because they said, no. What we saw was bad. What we're seeing daily, when we look at the symptoms, that is increasing. The doctors have predicted this, and we're seeing it happening right before our eyes. We're seeing our mother deteriorating. We're seeing our brother deteriorating. We're seeing it's bad. It's getting bad. So it will end in evil. No, don't say that. It's not true. So when Joshua and Caleb saw what was happening, Numbers 14:9, and I've told you always, pick your Bible, look at it for yourself. There is something that happens when you see it for your own self. You think, I know. No, don't do that. Open it for yourself. Numbers 14:9, what does it say? Only rebel not. So this is what Caleb and Joshua said to them. Don't rebel against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. Why? For they are bread for us. They are bread for us. And their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Your enemy is bread for you. Your enemy is bread. Whatever is the enemy, poverty, is it a debt? Is it sickness? Is it depression? Is it shame? Is it disgrace? Is it, what is it, difficulty? What challenge is that? God has made it bread for you. Is it somebody who's trying to take your husband away? Is it somebody who's trying to take your wife away? What is it? Listen, God says, your enemy is bread for you. I declare over your life that whatever you are going through today, it will not consume you. I say, your enemy is bread for you. You will devour your enemy like how you take bread and you cut it, slice it up. In Jesus' mighty name, this thing will not kill you. It will not have you. It will not take over your life. In Jesus' name, amen.